afternoon. It's 5:44, and I'm Lisa Peeks. Well, unlike with major gallery shows, art out in the public is free. You don't need a ticket, and you don't have to dress up to view it. Over the past few months, WUSF News has been bringing you stories of public art in the Bay Area. It's our Art Populi series. And in this installment, WUSF's Kathy Carter takes us to a place where you might not expect to see art, on roadside electrical boxes.
Hey there. Odds are you're behind the wheel of a car right now. And because you're driving in Tampa Bay, you're possibly stuck in traffic at a red light. Well, in a few local spots, commuters stuck in traffic are seeing those mundane gray signal boxes transformed into colorful, vibrant canvases. Traffic box art isn't a new thing. They've been successful public art projects in cities like Tampa and Fort Lauderdale. And now, Clearwater is jumping on the trend with a signal box public art project called Thinking Outside the Box.
You see a lot of cities where they pay attention to outdoor design and having sculptural pieces, artistic walkways, whatever they might be. And it just seems like part of the community feeling that it has a unique identity.
That's Beth Daniels, president of the Clearwater Arts Alliance, the group behind the Signal Box project. She says the aim is to employ local artists and to inject some fun into the streetscape. Drive through the downtown Cleveland Street District, and you'll see signal boxes adorned with abstract art in an explosion of colors from bright yellows to vibrant reds. Daniel says once an artist creates an image, it's digitized and printed onto UV-protected vinyl and wrapped around the signal box. The application isn't technically difficult, but it can still be a bit tricky.
They have to be done either at dusk or in the morning because the boxes get so hot with our Florida sun that you can't properly apply the vinyl material unless the box is cool.
Each traffic box piece costs about $1,000. That includes paying the artist and installing the wrap on each box. The Clearwater Arts Alliance paid for the first three signal boxes, and recently the City of Clearwater awarded a grant to pay for 10 more. Three Tampa Bay artists were chosen for the project's first phase. That includes Ray Palm, who's created murals at Tampa International Airport and the Glazer Children's Museum, and Tim Boatwright, who has produced graphic posters on Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. Yala Ford of St. Petersburg created the art that wraps a signal box at the corner of Cleveland Street and Osceola Avenue. Her piece is called Golden Cross Sections, and she says it lets drivers interact with the art in an unconscious way.
Whether you realize it or not isn't the important part. The fact that it's there trying to get that reaction is what's important to me.
This isn't LaFord's first public art project in Tampa Bay. She created the mural in an underground tunnel between Ferg Sports Bar and Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg and recently participated in that city's Shine Mural Project.
When you brighten up a corner with the interface of art, you're not only investing in artists, but you're also believing in what their messaging is. We create magic, we create change and movement with different materials. The impact is unquestionable.
LaFord says the signal boxes enhance the urban landscape, but also engage the community. And isn't that what public art is all about? I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
And Kathy took some photos of the signal box art. You can see a slideshow at WUSFnews.org.